After almost 4 hours, 5 trades, and 32 picks, the first round of the draft was over in New York City. And for the first time since 1963, no running backs were taken. The following day, one of those backs met with his agents in Atlanta to discuss what to expect in rounds 2 and 3.
This conversation is all about managing expectations. And you've got unique circumstances in the sense that obviously you've had a, you know, very significant injury. And there are going to be certain teams that just absolutely, you know, take you off their board. You need to prepare yourself mentally and emotionally for it not to happen tonight.
The dynamic that comes into play a little bit tonight is some of those teams that Pat and I talked to you about, the Niners, the Titans, the Patriots. A lot of those teams hold multiple picks in the second or the third round. I think the window opens today, but in the draft process, it's always something where you hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
By nightfall, the Lattimore clan had moved to Stone Mountain to watch the second and third rounds.
It's Friday night. It's a big possibility I might get drafted tonight, so I'm going to go in there and watch the draft, you know, see which running backs are taking off the board, so might be a good night.
His excitement turned to disappointment when 6 running backs were taken in rounds 2 and 3, and Lattimore wasn't among them.
When I seen a bunch of RBs come off the board, I knew, you know, it was a chance for me to be next, but unfortunately it didn't happen. I'm a little disappointed, I ain't gonna lie, but you know, for what I've been through, it's really nothing, so I'll be looking forward to tomorrow.
Changing the scenery, and maybe his luck, Lattimore moved his base of operations to an Atlanta restaurant before Saturday's 4th round.
Today's the 3rd day of the draft. You know, I got some good sleep, you know, because I know something good going to happen today, so I'm really excited.
Hello? Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, coach, how you doing? Man, I'm excited. You got me pumped up. My whole family, I can't wait to get there, coach.
When I picked up the phone, it was the 49ers. My heart was just beating as fast as it could, and it was just joy. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it.
The San Francisco 49ers take Marcus Lattimore. You think it'll pay off in a year or two to come?
First of all, he's the best back in the draft. He's a first-round pick. When you are in a position of strength, you can draft a player you don't need right away.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't wait.
I'm so excited right now. I don't know what to do. I feel like I can breathe. I feel like I can exhale. I'm so happy for him. He's worked so hard for this. So hard.
It's been a lot of good times, and it's also been a lot of bad times. And a lot of, you know, having to find myself and find who I am. And I just got to go in there and work hard and be determined and help my team, you know, win the Super Bowl in any way I can.